Okay, let's learn. Everybody said Berachas HaTorah, and that's you. That was the first mitzvah, and now we get the actual Talmud Torah. Kuf Lamed Gimel Aveis, towards the bottom of the Yamed, by the two dots. Yesterday we had beautiful gemaras related to Hiddur Mitzvah. We could spend a lot of time on Hiddur Mitzvah. Just one more Hosafa, and then we'll continue. That is, the Gemara relates Hiddur Mitzvah to Mila. So that's interesting and maybe somewhat not pashut, because if you look at the Gemara Tosfos and Menachos, Tosfos and Menachos suggests that maybe Hiddur Mitzvah only applies by something that's Megula, something that is seen to everybody. That's where Hiddur Mitzvah. But Tosfos says, for example, the writing the Parshiyos of the Tefillin, which is covered Mechusa, you don't apply the principle of Hiddur Mitzvah. So some of the Achronim asked, so why, what about Mila? Mila is also Mechusa. Mila is also covered. So why does Hiddur Mitzvah apply there? So suggested the Sharm Sinai Malacha. So suggest that no, the point is by the Mila at least, B'shas HaMitzvah, it's Megula. You write the Tefillin, but once you add B'kai the Mitzvah of the Tefillin, then you cover it up. But B'shas the Mila, so then you still... B'shas the Mila, it is B'shas Kim HaMitzvah, it is Megula. That's one point. And number two is a beautiful psak of Shlomo Zalman. The Nishmas Avraham quotes it, and that is, let's say somebody gets a cut, Rachman Litzlan, on Shabbos, and their finger is partially severed. So you have to put their finger back on. So obviously, let's say the loss of a limb is Chil Shabbos, you're allowed to sew it back on. So let's say you're going to do certain stitches. And there are two choices in front of you. Either you could do four to four stitches, and those four stitches will be able to get the hand back on, but it'll look pretty gross, and it won't be it'll keep a scar there forever. Or if you do a couple more stitches, you can do a great job, and that's the way you would do it normally on a weekday. So Shlomo Zalman Paskin Zek Heli Vianvehu. Even by Chil Shabbos, by Bikuach Nefesh, there's a principle of Hiddur Mitzvah, Zek Heli Vianvehu, to save a life, and you can do even more Chil Shabbos in that context in order to be Mahader and to stitch it up properly. So you see Hiddur Mitzvah even as a psakdin. Okay, Motzitzin. Says the Gemara, two dots, or about eight lines from the bottom. The Mishnah had said on the previous Amud that you do all the needs of a Mila on Shabbos. You do the Mila, you do the Priya, you uncover Umotzitzin, and you do the sucking out of the blood. Mitzitza. The Gemara does not mention, we're not going to get into. Mitzitza bepem, mitzitza bekli, that is an issue in the poskim. The Mishnah, but there is some type of mitzitza that is required. So it says, Amar Rav Papa, Hai umna dolo mayit sakanahu ba'avrinam lay. Rav Papa says, this issue of mitzitza is why? Because to prevent a sakana. That uman, that moel that doesn't do mitzitza, it is a sakana for the child, and we are mother him, we take him away, we take away his rishus, his license of doing a mila. From this line of the Gemara, it appears that mitzitza is purely for sakana purposes, to prevent sakana. So then one might have said that if one lives in a day where doing mitzitza is not known medically to prevent sakanas, then maybe it wouldn't be as required. But that's this line of the Gemara. But there are many other sources, and the poskim seem to suggest that it's more of a halacha moshe misina. It's not just mishum sakana, and therefore mitzitza is required by every mila, and that is our Kabbalah in our Mesorah. Says the Gemara, Pshita. So says, what's a Rapapis Pasha mean to come Machali ala Shabbos Sakanahu? So of course the Mishnah says you're allowed to do Mila and Priya and Mitzitza. Obviously, aren't you allowed to do Mitzitza because it's a Sakana and Sakana's the Fashas? So Mazateba says the Gemara, no. Mazateba, you might have thought, Haida Mifkat Pakid, you might have thought that really the Chiddush of the Mishnah in telling you that Mitzitza is allowed is to teach you that you're not really doing a Malacha when you do Mitzitza. Because Mifkat Pakid, which means that the blood is really in a container inside, and therefore you're not really squeezing out anything that was absorbed in the body. It's just, you're opening the container, Mifkat Pocket, it's just there. Kamash Malah, no, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Papa, that really it is a Malacha, Chiburi Mechbar, you are creating a wound by taking it out, and therefore, the reason the Mishnah says it's mutter is only mishum sakana. V'dumei displanus v'kamon, like the other two examples in the Mishnah. Mas planus v'kamon k'lo abit sakanahu, just like the other bandages and medicines, when you don't do it, it is mishum sakana. And it's still allowed because it's Chil Shabbos. Av hachanami k'lo abit sakanahu. So too, by the mitzitza, when you are allowed to do it, it is mishum sakana. So that's what we paskin. Mitzitza is part of the mila process, and it is always done.
The
is the bandage.
I'm
sorry.
Right,
well, right. So the bandages in the second half of the Mishnah, some of them are durabon, allowed durabanan, but like some of them, like making osin chalak lechanchila, that could be an issue of tikkun kli, the Meiri had suggested. So some of the lines of the Mishnah are allowing you midurabanan to violate the isur durabanan of shrika samamanim, of taking medicines, and others are more the derisa level. You're right. Okay. There's an important, I saw Chassam Sofer earlier in the Masechet on Daf Kuvav, where it also spoke about Mila. Chassam Sofer suggests that he has the kasha. He says, Im Kain, it says here that Mitzitzah is a Malacha D'Araisa Chiburi Mechbar. But is it really part of the Mila Mitzvah? Or is it just something that you have to do after the Mila? Sounds like from the Gemara, says the Chassam Sofer, you get the impression that after the Mila, you have to do the Mitzitzah, Befred the Sakana, but it's not really part of the Mila process. So ask the Chassam Sofer, so why on Shabbos do we not have to do the following? Do Mila 5 minutes before Shabbos is over. So then you would save yourself a Malacha D'Araisa. Do it 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, and then you'll do the Mitzitzah after Shabbos. Why don't you have to do that? So, what? So you're gonna tell me, and this is the Chassam Sofer's line. Ask the Chassam Sofer, fine, we do it in the morning. So because of Zrizim, you're going to do the Chal Shabbos? Says the Chassam Sofer, yes. Inachinami, v'yeshlamar, inachinami. Mishum Zrizim, makdimin, machalalid Shabbos, gambe mitzitza. Kibet shekvar nitzan Shabbos litchos, b'chabura ayde mila, chitach upriya, shublo ichbaslan, b'hosafas chabura ayde mitzitza, k'di lahakta mitzvah. Inachinami. The power of Zrizim, makdimin is such an important halachic principle that it'll even push off and give you an allowance for chilul Shabbos. Even though, answer number one, mitzitza is not part of the mila, it's just a post-mila activity that must be done, but still, you have that allowance. The second answer of the Chassam Sofer is no, that maybe mitzitza is hakol malacha achas yichashev. Meaning maybe our whole thinking was wrong. Maybe it's really part of the mila process. It's not just a post-act that prevents the sakana. But either way, it's a fascinating suggestion that if Zrizim HaDimin might even allow you to be mechalel Shabbos. Is it going to be hachana? You're not preparing for the mitzitza. Mitzitza is afterwards. We are preparing for the mitzitza. You're doing the mitzvah today. You now have to do something after Shabbos. You're right, but you're not doing hachana. I don't think it's hachana. Hachana means you're doing something now to be able to do something for after Shabbos.
So the whole bris would take place on Shabbos, so you can do the mitzitza afterwards.
Correct. That doesn't mean you're prepared. The bris isn't a preparation for the mitzitza. The mitzitza is a post-mila action. You're doing the meal on Shabbos. Post the meal, you're going to be doing the mitzitza.
Okay. Over,
right. That was a couple lines ago. We had that right at the end of yesterday. If you start the meal before Shabbos is over and you don't finish it, it's a karis. Because then you did a melacha without doing the mitzvah. Right, I'm saying, but if you say, according to the first approach, the mitzitzah is not part of the meal process, the child is ready, mahul, you're ready to meal on Priya on Shabbos.
Would that be a reason not to?
That would be a reason not to do dates so late. On a practical level, something might happen. Right. I don't know if he's suggesting it, but I don't know if he really means to suggest it Lamaisa, but at least conceptually, why shouldn't it be done? Okay. But also, last four lines from the bottom. So now we have about 15 lines of Abaya's quote-unquote mother, the one who took care of him, her suggestions for various medical issues. Amar Abaya, Amar Li Aim. Is palnisa de kulon kibi, the bandage of all pains, meaning what should you put on the bandage to heal all pains? Shave minoi tarba v'chada kibra. Should be 7 parts tarba, which is chelev, fats, v'chada kibra, and 1 part wax. Rava amar kibra v'kalba reshina, different type of substance. Darsha Rava b'mechuza. Rava got up and gave a drasha in mechuza, telling people about a certain medical procedures. Karinu b'nei minyome asa l'minayhu. The b'nei minyome, the family of Minyomi, the doctor, Asi is a doctor, it's also a medical journal, Rafua. So the family of Minyomi, the doctor, tore their clothing because they were so upset that Rabbi was giving away all the medical secrets, they were going to go out of business. Amalahu, Shavki Luchada. Rabbi says, don't worry, there's one that I didn't tell anybody. I left you one. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says, as we always mentioned, Shmuel is always associated with many of these Gemaras. Haiman de Mashiapi, Velunagiv Tuva, somebody who washed their hands and didn't dry them well. Nikturule Chas Panitza. They will get, Rashi explains, Shchin, boils. Maitakante. So what's the remedy? Limshi Tuva b'may de Silka. You should, rub them well with water of beets. Any beet, some type of beet juice. Maya de Silka. Okay, yeah. Well, he was telling them. Pasha says that he gave, he was telling them. This one he didn't darshan. The first line says Darsha Rava. So then this isn't Darsha Rava, but it's just he told them privately. Okay, there is a ha'ara that I saw the Sharam Mitzvah Ba'alacha says. And that is, if you see, if you look on the bottom line, by Haiman, there's a ches. I mean, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Dalid, this is quoted. That if you don't dry your hands properly, so then it's going to cause this problem, and the remedy is to wipe them in Mayid Silka. And he just leaves it at Tzarach Ian, because there's a Tosfos in Moed Katan that says Beferish that we don't use the medicines of the Gemara, Bizman Hazeh. And the Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin even suggests, says there's a Cheir Makadmonin. You're not allowed to use the medicines of the Talmud. Right? We don't, we always, besides we read certain Gemaras and, you know, we chuckle, we... No, the Tosfos already said. Those already said either because of Nishtanu Ativim, people have changed, or we don't know the exact measurements for whatever reason. We don't know the exact materials involved. These were medicines in those times, but there's a Cheir Makadmonin. We're not allowed to use these medicines. So it's just a Tzarachi and why this one is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't give an answer, but it's just a Ha'ara, why that one, all the way at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, and Siman Dalet is quoted. Either way, it's a nice chance to mention that Yamshel Shlomo, the Cheir Makadmonin. Okay, second line. Moshach HaMerav Shabbos. So we have a few lines back to Hilchos Shabbos and Yontif, and then we get back to the medicines. Moshach HaMerav Shabbos. So the Mishnah said if you didn't grind up this medicine that you want to use for the baby on Erev Shabbos, so then you should do it with a shinui. You should put it in your teeth and prepare it in that way. Tanur Rabbanan. Dvarim Shein Osan L'Mila B'Shabbos, Osan L'Mila Yontif. There are actions that you're not allowed to do for a Mila on Shabbos, but you are allowed to do on Yontif in the normal way. Shochkin la kamon, you're allowed to grind up the kamon, the cumin, in a normal way. V'tarfin la yain v'shem, and you're allowed to mix in a vigorous way the wine and the oil to create a mixture to use for medicine. So amalei abayler of Yosef Maishna kamon b'yantiv. Why are you allowed to grind up the kamon on yantiv in a normal way? The chazila kedera, because you could use it for ochel nefesh, right? And yantif, you're allowed to do certain acts of preparation of ochel nefesh. So yain, so that's why on yantif, that's mutter. So it says, Abai, one second, Shabbos too. Yain v'shemen chazinami v'shabbos l'chola. So the wine and the shemen, you could also use for a Shabbos in a case of a chola, right? We said a chola she'ein bo sakana. Even the second type of chola is allowed to take medicine. So it can be roy even on Shabbos. D'tanya, as it says in the Brisa, ein tarfin yain v'shemen l'chola b'shabbos. The Tanakhama says it's not allowed. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, Shimon Rabbi Meir, af tarfin yain v'shemen. Rav Meir says it is allowed. And Amar Rav Shimon Elazar, pamachas chasher meir b'meyav. Rav Meir even one time was not feeling well. Be kasha litra of yain v'shem, and we wanted to mix the wine and the oil for him. But lo hinachnu, and he didn't let us. Armarnelo, so he said to him, "Tvarechi ibalu b'chayecha. Your words are going to be nullified in your day, meaning you're not listening to your psak. You say it's mutter." So Amar Lanu, so he said to us, "No, afal b'shani omer kach. Even though I said so, v'chaveirai omrim kach, and my friends also say so. Miyami lamana ani li bilaver al divrei chaveirai. You know, so I never. There are other people that argue on me, so I didn't want to do it, even though that's what I pasken." But what do you see from here, says the Gemara? Who knew de machmer anafshe? He was machmer himself not to allow this trefa of yayin and shemen, avul kuli al-mashari. But for everybody else, bashba, that is mutter. So he was machmer himself. But this question, how could you be machmer on yourself? You know, it's, if you're hurting, especially if you're... And it says situation of Yeshua Sakana, that for sure you can. But here it doesn't seem that way. But the mashma that the rest of the world, it was mutter. So how could our Mishnah say that you're not allowed to do this? Right? Ain't tarfin, right? What does the Mishnah say? It says, lo tarf yayin v'shemen. Right? You're not allowed to do it. The Gemara says, no, hasam lo boilika, hasam boilika. Now there's a difference between what type of mixing, of blending was needed. Where it's you need to do it in a vigorous, strong way, that's where it's usser, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about. But hacha ba'ilika, in Remeir's case, what he allowed is to do it in a very gentle way. So hacha nami nevid v'lo leilich. So also in our Mishnah, so why doesn't the Mishnah say that you could do it in a non-vigorous way? So where it says, yeah, it does say it. Hayda d'tani, that's what it says in the next line of the Mishnah. No sin zebefnei asvo, zebefnei asvo. That's what the Mishnah means by saying put it in and let it kind of mix by itself. Then it would be it would be mutzer. What malacha is potentially being done here? So the passage is that it might just be within the gzeira of shchika samamanim. Within the gzeira, you have to, if you do it in if you prepare something in an unusual way, maybe that's kind of a durabanan of a durabanan, and therefore that would be allowed. It doesn't sound like we're talking about the malacha of, what would you think? What's the next malacha closest to this? Lisha, kneading with a K, right? Because oil and wine, that's what's called, you end up with davar hanozel, with a liquid. There's no lisha by a liquid. There's only lisha if you end up with a thicker, like a mayonnaise-y substance or something thicker. That's where you get into questions of lisha. There are three different categories. There's blila racha, blila ava, we spoke about it earlier, all the way back in the Masechta, in the Chafs. And then there's davar noza. But here, Lachar is not talking about lisha, it's talking about just the medicine. Tana Rabbanan. Sorry? Leisha's allowed on Yontif. Yes, Leisha's allowed on Yontif. We're going to, Ezra, get to that. Tana Rabbanan. Ein mesadenes achayt mesadenes shelo. If somebody has mustard seeds, you should not put it in its strainer. There was a special, I guess, strainer to separate the chardol from its outer shells, and the shells fell through. You should not let it do that on Yontif. Vein mamtikin oso begacheles. Rashi explains that the mustard seeds were somewhat tart or bitter, so he used to put a gacheles, a burning coal, inside of this pile of mustard seeds, and in that way, that would sweeten them somewhat, take out the sharpness. So you're not allowed to do those things on Yontif. So Amalei by Rav Yosef Maishna, what's the difference? Meha from the later Mishnah that we have in Shabbos, Titra Nosim Beitza B'Mesanena Shachardo. It says you're allowed to put the egg in the strainer in order, the Mishnah they're talking about, to get the color of the sometimes, I guess, the mustard strainer has some mustard color on it. So the mustard color will go onto the egg. So it says the Mishnah that you're allowed to do that later on. So why could you put in the egg, but you can't put in the mustard itself? So Amalei Hasam L'Mechzi Kabarer, Hacha Mechzi Kabarer. It's a big difference. Over there by the egg, the whole thing is falling through. It doesn't look like Borer at all. But here it looks like Borer. It looks like the malacha of separating. Borer is one of the scary malachas we mentioned. Borer, because most, a lot of time when you violate Borer, it's a daraisa. By most malachas, it's hard to do a malacha daraisa. When are we going to do Chorish daraisa? When are we going to do? Most of the time, you don't want it. It's malacha shesuich legufa. Borer is pretty scary. Borer is, many Rishonim say, even if you're missing one of the three conditions that we learned back on Ayin Dalad, it's still going to be a malacha daraisa. But here, says the Gemara, it looks like borer when it's separating the shells from the mustard seed. That's why it's a problem. Why isn't it real borer? The shells are falling through, and you're keeping the good. What? So is that good from the bad? So it's good from the bad. It's for now, but it's using a kli. And it's even a question whether it's good from the bad, because what's falling through? So I'll give it to you, good from the bad. So why isn't it borer? Why is it only Mechzika borer? So Tosva says, no, because even the psolas falling through is also roi lachila. People can eat the shells. And when you have things that are also roi lachila, it's just you're a little mufunak and you don't want to eat it, but if it's regularly eaten, ideat chak, it's still okay. We mentioned this in the past when it comes to water filters. The Chazon Ish has a piece where he says, this is before the cocoa pots, right? But before 2 years ago, when the issue of the bugs in the water came up, when people just wanted to filter their water, like in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you have the thing that's on the sink, that's just for extra, you would drink the water without it, but it's to be extra clean. There's no way there a boger on Shabbos, because really it's right without it. It's based on a Shulchan Aruch. Masha Einkein, if you really wouldn't drink the water without it, because there's a halachic problem, so then maybe Post can say, then it's different, because that is Boer, because the psolus is not Roy. But that's what Tosva says, that it's only Mechzi Kaboer. The Ritva here has a piece, we're not going to go into it, has a piece about various malachas that are Mutter Mishum Ochal Nefesh, and various malachas that are not Mutter Mishum Ochal Nefesh. That's what he talks about. Boer maybe is not, and that's why it's a potential problem. It's too early in the process. Only later parts of Sidur the Pas are Mutter Mishum Ochal Nefesh. Yeah. So that's another reason, the question was, to repeat the questions, does Borer apply even if you don't know if it's going to happen or not? You don't know if the bugs are going to come out in this turning on. So number one, that's, Lachor would be a Darashayin Miskavim, because you don't know if it's going to happen right now, therefore it should be Mutter. That is one of the Svaras why some posts can say you don't have to worry about it. But L'chadchila, they said, I don't remember now, but I remember originally, they said that you should try to, for washing your hands, you don't care. Right? So that's why you don't have to filter the water for washing or rinsing off stuff. Only for drinking. So you should try to fill up a couple pitchers before Shabbos and put it in the fridge. Weiter. Vein b'masur nosa b'gacheles. You're not allowed to put this coal into the mustard seed pile because it's going to get extinguished. That's the problem. Even though you're going to sweeten the mustard seeds, but it's going to get it's going to extinguish the coal. Vatanya mamatkino. So begachelos, or another brisa that says you're allowed to. Lo kashik gam begachelos shomatechad gam begachelos shalei. So it depends if we're talking about a metal coal or a wooden coal. A metal coal will turn a wooden coal will turn into charcoal, which can be, then be used. That's a malacha. Right, but metal is at most is going to be a malacha shenisuch legufa. It's not going to cause extinguishing in the Mishnah was in the Mishkan was l'shem creating a coal, and therefore you're not going to do that with metal. It's just going to go out. So that's why it's not going to be a problem. Amalei Baler of Yosef, Maishna Bisra Agumri. So why is that different though than Bisra Agumri, which means when you put basar, you put a piece of meat directly on coals on Yontif, which will cause some of the fire to go out. Because it's going to drip on it, it's going to stick, and the whole piece of meat is going to be on it. So Amalei Hasam Loefsher Acha Efsher. No, there's a big halacha. There's a very important halacha when it comes to Melechas Ochal Nefesh. Can it be done before Yontif and taste the same? By this case of Basar Gumri, it's not going to taste the same if you prepare it before Yontif. It's going to be all dried out. So therefore, you can do it on Yontif. But the other case of the Mechab and Gacheles, that could have been done beforehand. So therefore, we don't allow you to do it on Yontif. So it's a general principle. But I'll get back to that B'Shem and Mesechas Beitza. Can you be Megabain on Yontif? Right? Megabain, making cheese. Right? We had this that it's Asr on Shabbos, Mishambona, we had back in Hamatznia. But are you allowed to make cheese? So Amalei Asr? No, it's Asr. Maishnam be Lisha. Why is Asr from Lisha? It says it before, Lisha's Mutter on Yontif. Amalei Hasam Lasher Hacha Efshar. No, because a lot of times, when you want to bake something on Yontif, it tastes much better fresh. Therefore, even the kneading is allowed to be done on Yontif. Harmi Nahardoi Gvina Basyoma Ma'alya. The Nahardoi says that one day old cheese is great. So therefore, doesn't that show that also it's like low efshar? You should do it today because it tastes better. No, they say that even one day old cheese tastes okay, but 2 day old cheese is even better. So therefore, it should be prepared beforehand. Okay, so now we're back to the medicines of Abaye's woman who took care of him. This chalak, the bandage that you're putting on the baby after the bris, you should make sure, if you're using a little bandage and it has some strings coming out of it at the edge, you should make sure those strings don't go near the wounds. You should put it on the outside, on the upper side. Dilma madvik garda minei, because maybe chas v'shalom it'll get stuck sometimes when you have an open wound and you have try to take off a band-aid. Right, from sometimes the strings might get stuck in the wounds, and when you pull the garment off, it might reopen the gash, it might cause problems with the mila. V'asi l'day kruz shavcha, and you might cause serious problems with the milas, therefore make sure you keep the strands away from the wounds. Imed abaya of the kista lapalga. And imed abaya, which Rashi here says means the same, doesn't mean Abaya's real mother, just means also the one who took care of Abaya used to partially fold over the bandage in half, so that's why the strings weren't near the wound. Amar Abaya, Hayinuka Delesle Chalak, let's say a child, you don't have a chalak to wrap around the child's wounds after the mila. Laisu Belisa, you should bring a rag, the Isle Shifta, that has a hem. Belichroche Leshifti Lutatai, and again, fold it over, roll it over on the inside. Vayifle Lilai, and then leave it open so that on top, so that it doesn't touch the wound on the tip. Another medical away from Amila. Another children's issues. That child, lo yada mafakte. Rashi explains here that the place where he makes a bowel movement is not nikar. The makom haray is not nikar. It's like it's just enclosed. I asked my wife last night. She said this happens. If I got inverted or something or other. There's some type of she's a pediatrician, so it happens sometimes that you don't, and yet there's no hole there, so you have to figure out what to do. So l'shafi, what are they doing in the Bizana Gemara? L'shafi mishcha, so you take a type of oil that makes the skin brighten. V'lukme lahade yoma, and put the baby next to the day. That means in the sun. It's like the sun shines on this oil, and you'll see that somewhere the hecha de zig, where it gets a little transparent, that's where you know where it's supposed to be. L'kari b'saras ha'shesi v'ari. You take a barley seed, which is a little sharp but not too sharp. Use that to cut a hole, and in that way you'll be able to help out the child. But don't use a metal kli, because that will be too dangerous and will cause too much bleeding. Next, if you have a child who doesn't nurse, doesn't want to nurse, so make it the karpume. It's because his mouth is too cold. So how do you fix it? Bring a hot a plate of hot coals, like Moshe Rabbeinu with Paro, the hot coals. And you put it near his mouth, obviously make sure that he doesn't touch the coals. Like I don't know if he's going to have a malach coming down to make sure he does touch the coals. But and then that'll warm his mouth and he'll nurse. I saw an unbelievable Ben Yehoyada on this line, Al Derech Musar. He says that the baby that doesn't nurse, Hayanuka, this means a student, a child that doesn't nurse, what does it mean? He doesn't nurse the Torah from his Rebbe. He doesn't inaroa simin yafe belimudo. He says this child doesn't see el lomid v'shocheach and miskan talmudo b'yado. You know why? Because his mouth is cold. Right, Beryl, you like this. Right, he doesn't learn. I love it too. Chassid Shalom, I should pick on Beryl. Right, and we all love this. We all love this. I also have Chassidish roots. Right, so then the so it's because his mouth is cold. Because you're not learning with his lavas. Maita kante, you should bring coals. What are coals? The Dibri Chachamim are like burning coals. You got to make sure he has a Rebbe who gets him into it, who lights him up. He goes a little bit. He says Zorach Mar B'Talmidim, but I'm changing it a little bit. He says no, he has to have a Rebbe to light him up, like make the burning coals in front of him and warm up his mouth. That's what he says, Al-Derech HaDrash, about this line, about the baby who doesn't nurse. V'amar Abaya, Amar Li'aim, Hayinuka Delo Menashte, the baby, again, Machlokas Aruch and Rashi here, the Aruch on the side says, She'en Yochel HaHashtin, he can't go to the bathroom, but Rashi here says he's having trouble breathing. The baby that can't, is having trouble, two types of breathing. Here Rashi says that by his chest, he's not breathing the proper way. Linfafe benefusa umenashte. You should fan him with some type of fan, and that'll help him breathe. And Rashi here says this means that from his mouth, he's not breathing properly. Lysi salisa deime. You should take the afterbirth that he was born with, and somehow wipe it on him, and that will cause him to breathe better. The baby that's too small, laisu lasilsa deime, again bring the afterbirth. Rashi explains that part of it has a narrow tip and it gets wider, so wipe it on him from the small side to the big side. Start with the narrow side and then to the big side, and that will help him get bigger. What if he's too big? He's a large child. He's a bloated child. May omel akutna. You do the opposite. Rub it from the big side to the small side. Okay. V'amar baya amrli aim. So here's more of what we know. Hay yunuka the sumak, right? That the baby that is too red. The akati lo ivla beidama. That the blood hasn't totally been. The Gemara says, you know, absorbed in all his body. He's ready. He looks like he's not ready for a mila. So lishchulei de ivla beidama. You have to wait until the he gets healthy. V'limalei and then do the. And then do the mila. Do yaruk if he's yellow, right? The bilirubin is not correct. So that means all the blood, says the Gemara, all the blood hasn't totally developed. Again, wait you have to wait to do the mila until he gets healthy. Again, we're not going to go into different sicknesses. You have to wait 8 days from when the doctor says it's okay to be malhim. Other less serious, just yellow, that when the mole says do it, you do it right away. Okay, that's because halachas in Shulchan Aruch. If the baby's really sick, so then you're gonna wait 8 days from when the moel says. But if he's yellow, if it's just a question of that, if it's not different, post can have different numbers. What's the bilirubin? What's considered a chole kol gufa? What's considered just a holy b'miksas? Therefore, you do the mila right away. Okay, look in the post. The Tanya. Reb Nosson says a woman came in front of me and. She mouths her son, right? She mala bana. A woman can do mila? As if the machlok is the chaber in the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says make her, then she can do mila. Ramah says, I'm sorry? Moshe Rabbeinu, right, that's one of the sources that they quote, Sipora. But the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamachdala said, Akok Sherim Lamul, Afilu Eved, Isha Katan, etc., etc. The Yesh Omrim says the Ramah, the Isha lo tamul, the Chei Noagin, Lahader Achar Ish. That's the Minhag Yisrael is to have a man do the mila, but interesting, how do they fit in with this Gemara? Doesn't mean she actually mouthed her son, she had her son mouth. Either way, the woman comes in front of Nasan, that she mouthed her first son, Bameis, and the child died. Shani, Bameis, Rahman al Islam, the second child died also. Shlishi, Aviyatul Afanai, and she brought the third son in front of me. Reisa Shuadam, I saw that he was red. Amarti, Lahamtini, Lacha, Yivla Bodamo. I said, wait, don't do the mila yet, wait till he gets healthy. Himtina, Lacha, Yivla Bodamo. She waited until he got healthy. Umala, Oso, Vachaya. And then he gave him the meal of it, and he lived. But Yikaronoso, Nasan Ababli al Shmo. And they used to call him Little Nasan, because she had such a Hakar Zatov that I gave it this advice, that that she should wait to do the Mila, so then she did the Mila. One time I went to Kaputkia. Again, first two children died. And the third one came. I saw that he was yellow. I looked carefully at him. And I saw that he didn't have enough. He was yellow, meaning he didn't have enough blood in him. He didn't have dambris. We'll get back to that in a second. Amarti lo again, haptini lo shehipa baldomo, vimtina lo. Wait until the blood comes in. Vimtina lo, and she waited. Umala osa v'chayiv akorim b'shmo, nasin abavli al shmo. So there are a lot of little nasins running around because of Rav Nassin's nice advice. Important Rashi here on the bottom. Rashi, he says, I didn't see dambris in him. So Rashi says, the last Rashi, tarti lo griusa. There's two things wrong. Right, that it's didn't have dambris. Number one, the imahil lelo nafak mine dama, the hatafas dambris mitzvah. Says Rashi, I saw that if I would do the mila, there wouldn't be any blood that comes out, and therefore, and hatafas dambris is a mitzvah. You're supposed to have dam that comes out. A, the ode mesukanu is the sakana, which is the pashas of the earlier Gemara. And if you don't want to do it now, what's the first point of Rashi? There wouldn't be dam. So that's a major discussion in the post-game also. How much is the Totsa's dam aspect important? And that comes up by the issue of clamps and the issue of guards and the issue of, right, when the certain types of clamps are major halachic problems because, again, Moalim Ne'emanim do not use these strong clamps that totally, that totally cut off any blood supply. But right, part of it is because of this Rashi. You have to have dam. Most Moalim use types of guards. Many Moalim use guards. I don't know, old-fashioned Moalim don't use anything. But either way, most Moalim now use, many Moalim, I shouldn't say most, I didn't do, many Moalim that I've seen use certain types of guards, but it doesn't do anything with the Dam. The Dam comes out, the Dam comes out. But the post can discuss, there's a beautiful article, if you want to see, in one of the Journal of Halachic Contemporary Societies, they talk about all the different types of clamps, and the Gumco clamp, and this clamp, and that clamp, and the guards, related to this issue about the Dam. This has nothing to do with anesthesia by a bris mila. That's also, what about that? That's regarding the pain. Pain and Dam are two different issues. Oh, so no, the Yehuda has a tshuva regarding this Gemara related to Menachem's question. What's going on here? The first two babies died. So what's the halakha? There's a machlokas in general. How many times do you need a chazaka? Right? So you always think three is a chazaka. So Rebbe holds two is a chazaka. And we paskin like Rebbe Lechumer by Mila. That if two children die, the third one doesn't get a bris. Mesu echav machmas Mila. That's the halakha, that he doesn't get a bris. Can he take Pesach? Machlokas we shown him. Is he called an RL or not? But, so suggest the Nodabi Yehuda, he's not sure. He got this, the Nodabi Yehuda in a tshuva says, maybe the point is that Rav Nassin thought that the first two had this illness, because the baby brings him and the mother didn't know. So maybe that's the point, because he gave a reason. Because those two must have had this illness, that's why those two died. This one, let's wait. And that's why he allowed it. But again, he's bothered by this allowance that it was done. He says, "Harisha hitila mulach shila badama." He says, "No more dilma shani hasam shereinu shlo nivel badama." We see the problem in front of us. The ode, maybe he owes like a shibagam liel that three times is a chazaka, and that's why he wasn't machpid. But that's what but at the end he says like we just suggested. Since Reb Nachman, this is in by the way Yoredei Tinyana Kuf Samach Hey. He says since he saw the two children, he thought the first two must have been sick and that's why they died. But that's why he allowed it. But in general, Echinami, it's a good question that how was it allowed in the first place? Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah, Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis. Marchitz Nasa Katan, Beilef Ne'amila Bein Lachar Mila. You're allowed to wash the baby on Shabbos before and after the meal. They used to wash the baby beforehand in hot water and afterwards in hot water. That was part of the, to prevent Sakana. Umizalfan Allah Biyad Avalo B'Kli. And you're allowed to sprinkle him with the hot water and not with a kli. So the Mishgar is going to say, the first line just said you're allowed to be marchitz him totally. So what do you mean you're only allowed to sprinkle him? So we'll talk about that. Blazim ben Azariah Omer, Blazim ben Azariah says no. Marchitz is a chazab yom ha-shlishi shekhalis v'shabas. Blazim ben Azariah says, we'll see what the machlokas is in a minute. You're allowed to wash the baby on the third day after the mila. Shekhalis v'shabas, that falls down on Shabbos. Shneamar, as it says, by Shechem, vahi v'yom ha-shlishi b'yosam ko'avim. Right, and on the third day when they were herding. That is the Mishnah. So the Ritva here asks, why they wait till the third day? Right, the Ritva says, by the Bnei Yaakov, Tomar, Kivin de Yom Rishon V'Sheni Achar Amilu Mesukanim, Lamei Emtinim de Yaakov de Yom Gimel. Why did they do the first and second day? Why did they wait till the third day? So the Ritva says, no, That's the point. The point is that the third day is like accumulation of the weakness. They're the weakest on the third day. The avagav yamrisha yamsheni misukanim mikom akam adaini oy bekochem avol yom hagimo kvar haylam chalishus gadol. And that's like the weakest, the most sakana is on the third day. So this seems to be against, if you remember back, those of you who don't have an art scroll, you can look back on Daf Peivav. Daf Peivav, where we have this quoted, interesting, in two, this Rabbazim Nazai is quoted in the Mishnah back on Peivav. In Perek Rabbi Akiva, where you have all these Ramazim, so there on Peivav, Rashi says, Bayom HaShlishi, Menayin Shem Rachisin, Sha'af Biyom Gimel Mesukanhu. Sounds like from Rashi that it's, the Chiddush is even the third day. That's not as much sakana, but even the third day. But interesting, is the third day more sakana or less sakana? Is the third day makar for Avraham Avinu? In the Torah, it doesn't say it was the third day. Chazal say it, right. Chazal say that Avraham was the third day by the Mila. But here it says Mefurish. This is Vayibayam Mashlishi, Vyosam Koavin. That's where I was really heard. Okay. Safek Vandrogenis. If there's a case of a Safek Mila, whether you have to do it on Shabbos or not. That's the Pashas. Suffolk Pashas means you're not sure, like we mentioned. Baby born a Bein HaShmashas on Friday, then you don't do the Mila. Rashi here has a different shot of Suffolk. Rashi says it means Suffolk born in the 8th month or born in the 9th month. Bizman HaGemara, a baby born in the 8th month was thought that the baby was a Nafel and wasn't going to live. And therefore, there weren't Machal Shabbos for that baby, because the assumption was the baby was going to die. Mishtanu Ativim, we know the Chazon Ish writes this Befeirish, we are Machal Shabbos for a baby born in the 8th month. In the 7th month, in the Chazal, they thought the 7th and the 9th were okay, just the 8th was some type of some type of problem. But that's how Rashi interprets this. The first to discuss, why don't Rashi just say the Pashup Shah? Suffolk means Suffolk day 8, Suffolk day 7, Suffolk day 9. But that Rashi says the upshot of Suffolk, the androgynous, or a child which has both male and female organs, in Mechal and Lovas HaShabbos, then you're not Mechal HaShabbos for the Suffolk, because of the Suffolk, androgynous, because maybe this is an Akeva, and Akeva doesn't eat meal. Rabbi Yehuda Matir androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda is Matir androgynous, which we'll get to tomorrow, what the Makar for that is. Okay, there's some beautiful stuff on the Mishnah, but I just want to cover some ground, and then hopefully I'll come back to the Mishnah. V'yamed Reisha Marchitzin. Aye, so how do you interpret the first and second line of the Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah says you're allowed to give the baby a bath. The second line, he says you're only allowed to sprinkle on the baby. So two pshatim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Baravu, Adamri Travayu, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Baravu had both said, Ketzad Tani. The first line of the Mishnah is really be explained by the second line of the Mishnah. Marchitzin is the bin lachar mila. You're allowed to wash the katan before and after. Ketzad, how are you allowed to wash the baby? Mezafra, let me out of a little. Really, the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah does not mean you can give the baby a bath. It just means you're allowed to wash, but then you have to look at the next line to see what that means. It means you're only allowed to sprinkle the hot water on the baby with your hand and not with a kli, because you have to do it with a shinui. Amar Rava, v'amachitzin k'tani. Come on, it says machitzin in the first line of the Mishnah. Machitzin doesn't mean mezalfin. Machitzin means washing, not sprinkling. So Ella, Amar Rava. So Rava gives a different shot. Haki Ketani. This is what the Mishnah means, and this is what the Machlokas is between the Tanakama and the Lazar ben Azariah. Machitzin is a chadav b'lefni amila b'lachar amila biyom harisha. To add in some words, you're allowed to give the baby a bath biyom harisha on kedarko. On the first day, normally, that's what the first line of the Mishnah is referring to, the first day of the Mila. That's, you're allowed to give the baby a bath normally, because that's the most danger. But on the third day, which falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do regular rechitza, then mezafon ala biyad, avalobikli. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. Day one on Shabbos, you're allowed to give the marchitzin. Day three on Shabbos, you're only allowed to be mezalfin. But then comes along Rabbi Azariah, he says, even if the third day is on Shabbos, you're allowed to do regular machitzin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'yibayam ha-shlishi b'yosam ko'avim. So that's two ways to learn the Mishnah, either of Yehuda and Rabba Baravua, or Rava. Tadi Gavasi de Rava, we have a brisa that supports Rava. Marchitzin ha-kata me'lefnei ha-mila b'in la'achar ha-mila b'yom rishon k'darko o'b'yam ha-shlishi sh'chalis b'shabas al-fan al-abiyad. Like Rava interpreted the Tanakama, day one, regular rechitza, and day three only ziluf. No, Rav Azariah says the third day on Shabbos you could also do normally. Even though there's no positive proof to this, there's a hint, as we had all of the halachos in Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva. This lashon, there's no raya, but there's a zecher. As it says, the third day they were hurt. Ukishain Mizafin, last line of the Brisa, and when you sprinkle on them in Mizafin Lobakosal Bakarval Bakli al Biyad, you're only allowed to use your hand, you're not allowed to use a kli. And the Gemara notes, Asan Latanakama, this last line of the Brisa is the Tanakama, because Elazar Azariah allows you to actually be Marchitz, to be Rochitz. Marcus the baby. But this last line about not using a kli is only the Tanakhama. My Ava Bishin Raila Dabar Zechla Dabar. So the Gemara now asks, what's the last line? This is only a Zecher, it's a hint that it hurts the last day, on the third day? What do you mean it's a hint? It says a Beferish. It says a Beferish in the Torah that the third day is the most painful. So Gemara says, no, there could be a difference. Bishim de Gadol or Salak Bisra. Haye. It could be that by a gadol, the Anshei Shechem were gdolim. So there, the third day hurts. It takes longer to heal by a gadol. Katan salak bebisr hayah, by a katan, it heals quicker. So therefore, there's no raya. It's a zeich ledavar, but it's not a raya ledavar. Let's continue a couple more lines. Hodas lekami de Rava. Someone once came in front of Rava. Ori like Shmaitse, he paskin like his Shmaitse. Like, remember, Rava was the one who had the interpretation of his machlokas. Tanakama holds day one marchitzin, day three mizalfin, but Rav Elazar ben Azariah says even day three marchitzin. Ichlish Rava, and after Rava gave this psak, he got sick. Amar, so he thinks to himself, thinking that he shouldn't have paskin the way he did. Ana bahadi targibna de savi lamali. Why did I get involved in arguing on the great rap, the elders? Right, who are the elders? The first opinion of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda and Rav Bar Avua. So Rav says to himself, why did I do that? I'm probably being punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I gave a different shot. So Amalei Rabbanu L'Rava V'Atanya Kavasi Demar. But Rava, what do you mean? There was a brisa that supported you. Why do you think you were wrong? So Amalei Lahu Masisa Kavasai Deka. No, but the Mishnah's Lashon supports them. Mimai, where does the Mishnah support them? I thought the Mishnah supported Rava. Where does it support them, Mimai? Midakar, Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Machitzas, Achad, Demi, Amashlish, Chalais, B'Shabbos. No, because the Lashon of Elazar ben Azariah is, you're allowed to wash the baby on the third day that falls out on Shabbos. He Amr, Bishlom, Matanakama, Mizalfin, Ka'amar. If you say that the Tanakama also only allowed Ziluf on day one, which is how the elders interpreted the Mishnah, then Hainet, Zakam, Elazar ben Azariah, Machitzin. So that makes sense for the Lashon of, he says Mizalfin, and he says Machitzin. But if you say like I say, says Rava, Tanakama Marchitzin Biyamarishin Kamar, that even the Tanakama allows regular washing on day one that falls on a Shabbos, Umizalfin Biyamashlishi and Zilof is only on the third day. Hi, Rav Nazaria Omer Marchitzin Af Marchitzin Mibayalei. Rav Nazaria should have said you're even allowed to wash on the third day. If the Tanakama allows Marchitzin on day one, he should have had the word Af. That's why Rava was upset. He thought that maybe he was being punished for giving that psak. Viter. Again, let's try to get it to the two dots, and if I don't get to say what I have today, I'll say it tomorrow. Yasser Rav Dimi, Omer Abelazar, Halacha Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Dimi said that Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, meaning Lukula, you're allowed to do actual Harchasa. Havu, Baba Marava, they discussed this in the West, in Eretz Yisrael. Harchasa is called Gufa, or Harchasa is Mila. What did Rav Elazar ben Azariah allow? Only washing the Makum Hamila? Or washing the entire body. What was the harchatza that was allowed? So Amalu Ahumei Rabbanan and Rabbi Yaakov Shmei Mistav Harchatza Kol Gufo. It must be that they allowed washing the entire body. If it's only allowing the place of the mila, Migar Mechamna Gabimaka. Is mila worse than any wound that you have? Dama Rav, and we know Rav says in general, Ein mona chamim b'shemen al mea gabi maka b'shabbos. You're allowed to wash a wound with hot water on Shabbos, right, to get out the infection, right? So what's the right, so there wouldn't be a chiddush to say it by mila. So that's why it must mean harchatz is called gufo. So Machlo Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, no, there's no raya. Loshani l'cha bin chamin shukba b'shabbos l'chamin shukba b'merev shabbos. No, when Rava says you're allowed to wash your wounds, that's talking about from hot water that was warmed up erev Shabbos. But here we're talking about a case where chamin that was warmed up on Shabbos. And that's the chiddush. So maybe the chiddush could be the limited one. That chamin that was warmed up on Shabbos you're allowed to use, but maybe only for the makom hamila. So Machlo Rav Dimi, umimai, how do you know? We made the hacha b'cham shochel b'Shabbos. How do you know that in our context we're talking about water that was heated up on Shabbos? Pligi, they argue. Dilma b'cham shochel me'erev Shabbos pligi. Maybe they're talking about, they're arguing about a case where water that was warmed up erev Shabbos. Amar Abaya ana bayi de'ishnilai. Abaya says, I was about to answer this question. V'kad m'shani l'Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, you know, beat me to it. Mebreish sakana hilo. Because it's a sakana. We know we're talking about an issue of sakana. And with the issue of sakana for a baby, we're talking about warming up water, even on Shabbos, because that's the discussion in the Mishnah, the heter, that you're even allowed to do things on Shabbos, warming up water on Shabbos. Itmar Nami, three more lines. Kiyasa Rabban Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Shabbos. The halacha is like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, even water that was heated up on Shabbos. Ben Achaz is called Gufa, Ben Achaz is Mila. You're even allowed to wash the whole body. Menesha Sakana, he lo. Because it is considered a Sakana. Okay, we have 2.5 minutes. Let me, just give me 2.5 minutes. So we mentioned, a few days ago, we referred to a machlokas here between the Balamor and the Ramban. So on Daf Nun Gimel and the Daf Yarif. What's the machlokas? We all know, fine, you can wash the baby with water before the meal. Fine, so let's say you warmed up hot water and you wash the baby before the meal. That's not a problem. If the water spilled out and you have no water to wash the baby before the meal, So you'll have to warm up hot water in order to wash the baby before the milah and then do the milah? We paskin no. You're not allowed to do a malacha. There's no sakana yet. So you're going to do a malacha in order to do the mitzvah? No, the water should have been warmed up before Shabbos. So it spilled, we got to wait till after Shabbos. So let's say, though, you have two cups of hot water. One to wash the baby before the milah, one to wash the baby after the milah. And you wash the baby before the milah. And then the other cup spills. Now are you allowed to do the milah, knowing full well that after you do the milah, you're going to have to boil up water on Shabbos? In order, because of the sakana, that's a machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. Says the Ramban, ein la mitzvah el shaita. When you have a mitzvah, you look at the here and the now, and that's it. Here and the now is, you have a mitzvah in front of you to do, do the mitzvah. In 10 minutes, you're gonna have a makam sakana, and you got to warm up water? Fine, you have to warm up water. Then it'll be a sakana, and you'll be allowed to do it. Says the Balamar, no way. The Balamar says, you can't put yourself into a matzav willingly of dechias isurin. Yeah, your Balamar would say, once you did it, you did it. But you can't lechatchila put yourself in a place where you're gonna have to push off yisurin. That's the machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. That machlokas is quoted in various different halachic discussions, which we referred to some of them the other day. One of them, the Stechemet, discusses right in Yana Dioma. What happens? Misha Barlo shem yisanet som gedalia yaziglo tzon yom kippur. What if somebody knows that if they fast on som gedalia, they're not gonna be able to fast on yom kippur? They're only healthy enough to fast one day a week. Do they fast on Tzom Gedalia, knowing full well that then they'll be in a state of Sakana and they won't have to fast on Yom Kippur? Or do you say, no, don't fast on Yom Kippur. What? Yom Kippur's Daraisa. Come on. So he says, maybe it's a machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. Right? Do you take a short-term view of mitzvahs, the here and the now? And Tzom Gedalia hits you first, a week before. Right? Or do you say, no, long-term, and you have to skip Tzom Gedalia and then go to Yom Kippur? Maybe he says this also is a machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. What's the machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi? Let's say somebody's in jail, and the authorities say he could get out of jail one day a year to daven. So should he come out that day? Come out today! Daven with a minion, Kriyas HaTorah, etc. Or wait till Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, wait till a Gesunta day, a day, a Tuesday in Elul, something, or a Tuesday in Tammuz. You know, every day is right. Kol Shah, each kind of bala moshah achas. So that's again a machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The Radvaz says that lo yachmas hamitzvah, get out right away, daven with a minyan, ein mavir nala mitzvahs. The Chacham Tzvi says you wait again. But this is a discussion that comes up. Do you take long term, short term views of mitzvahs? We also mentioned Rav Moshe's tshuva and chelak al vigors Moshe. If somebody's going to be quarantined in a hospital and they know that everything they take into the hospital is going to be burned, are they allowed to take in the tefillin? They know in a week from now. Right now, I have a mitzvah tefillin. In a week from now, they're not going to let me take my tefillin out. They have to burn them. So again, this all comes down to ishtapeh chamimeh. The sugya of ishtapeh chamimeh, right here on our daf, the Balamar and the Ramban argue, what do you do if the water spills? Are you still allowed to do the milah? Again, knisa lematzav shel dechias yisurin. That's the issue. Entering in lechadchila into a situation where you know you're going to then have to be dechias yisurin. That's the machlokes on this Mishnah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow. Sponsored by Ilyin Shabbos David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. And tonight starts the Maseches Kedushin Perek Beis. Everybody's invited. A 8:45. We got some refreshments beforehand. At 9:00 is the shir.